Civil Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 48, Everything Explained and More. In this week's edition of the Civil Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I explain why there is no trip to Walt Disney World in the spring, why my plans for the summer have been dramatically changed, and I also review Watchmen, Hulk vs. Sonic Unleashed from the Nintendo Wii, and throw in my opinion on the Nintendo DSi coming out later this year. If you wish to email me, please email me at civilwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's just get some answers here. Hello, PAC members, and welcome to another edition of the Civil Fire Blog Podcast. All right, if you've been following me on Twitter recently, you notice I've been updating a lot, and some of the stuff hasn't been pretty. And I feel like I really need to explain a lot of things. First off, from the last episode. I told you that something happened to my family, and, you know, I didn't really want to explain it because, well, as you know, I don't want to talk about sad stuff on this show at all. So, first off, at this time, I should be in Florida, and, you know, as I'm recording this, I should be in Florida, you know, having some fun. In fact, I've been planning a spring trip to Florida for, you know, since I left Walt Disney World in January, when I made a trip report. And, you know, a lot of stuff got in the way. It was supposed to be a family trip, but things got in the way, and, you know, my mother has a lot of work to do. My father has a lot of work to do. I have some stuff to do. So we all thought, you know, let's not worry about this. Let's go another time. So that's the reason why I decided not to go to Walt Disney World during the spring. It's, you know, just so much work. And, you know, I just don't want to stress everybody. Even though going to Walt Disney World is, you know, not that stressful for anyone, but, you know, as soon as we get back, it's gonna cause us a lot of trouble. So we decided not to do it. And if you've been following me on Twitter recently, you know, as this day I was recording this, which is March 12th, and yesterday, March 11th. I really wanted to go to Walt Disney World in the summer for a spring summer college program, you know, just to do it. And I just wanted to do it, you know, just to relive some memories. And I signed up and I did everything Disney wanted me to do. And then yesterday I got a letter and basically just said that I wasn't accepted into the program. And of course, with something like this, I was upset. I was angry. I just went nuts. I mean, literally, I just went nuts. I screamed my lungs out. I did what, you know, I acted like a brat. That's all I did. And I rarely do. But, you know, this is the first time I felt rejected from something I loved. And it still kind of hurts me inside knowing that some people I know who did the program about a year ago, you know, got accepted. Well, I did the program 2 years ago, and I got rejected. But I'm pretty sure Disney does have their reasons. Really good reasons why they wouldn't let me in. First off, like I said, I did the program 2 years ago. That's, kind of a stretch. Second off, I'm a seasonal cast member. So, I work there anyway, technically. I technically work there anyway. And, I think it's kind of pointless for Disney to house a seasonal cast member in one of the apartment complexes. And plus, I'm only going to be there for 3 months, while other people are going to be there for 6, like 5, 8 months. So, I'm pretty sure Disney does have their reasons for not allowing me in. Plus, I heard this year, especially with the economy, the whole job market is getting really, really competitive. And, God damn this economy. It was pretty competitive. And, I just can't think of anything else to say. I signed up, and they said, "Sorry, we can't do it." So, but that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna try to see if I can get in, which I doubt at this point because all their decisions have been made, and there's just, there's like a lot of stuff going on, but, and even if I do sign up, I mean, there's already some things that my family and my school have been planning for the summer. So, that's one good thing to look at. In fact, I'm just realizing that, I'm an orientation leader. There's gonna be some stuff over the summer that, my, the person, a friend of mine who's running the whole orientation thing really wants me to do. So, that, I, what? I said screw it. And besides, I'm going back there anyway. I'm going back there in the summer anyway. I mean, it may not be for 3 months, but it's gonna be for at least a week. Yeah, I'm still going back. I am still the Disney nut. I am still crazy for Disney. Why am I sounding like I'm losing my marbles here? Well, technically, hey, I am, but anyway, but I'm pretty sure Disney does have its reason their reasons for not allowing me to do their program, but I really just don't care at this point. I already had plans for the summer. My fam I'm still gonna go down there, hopefully with my family. And besides, Why am I laughing? Oh, okay. I gotta stop here. I think I'm just going insane here. I literally don't know. Maybe it's also because I'm playing Mad World a little bit too, causing me go. But I really don't care at this point. I'm pretty sure Disney has their reasons once again, and yeah, I'm just not gonna let this take hold of my life. I got stuff to do, so like recording this podcast, and but I'll be back. I'll go back in the summer. I'll still work. I'm still a seasonal cast member, and I still got some people down there to talk to. And I'm still gonna sign up for a professional internship, which is gonna be awesome. But I have to talk to some people now that this whole ordeal just happened. And I still just can't wait to go back, even if it's just for a week. And besides, I think I might need a break from Walt Disney World because I've been there so many times, and I think it's just time for me to take a little break. I think it's just time for me to just step back from the Disney bubble a little bit and just relax a little bit. And yeah, that's pretty much what the heck's been going on. I'm actually starting to get over it. Still kind of upset, but I'm getting over it very quickly. So, I'm one of those people that, when I hear about bad news, or feel hurt, I get angry very, very quickly, but that rage, dissolves pretty quickly into me just being my normal self. And I got rid of that rage 24 hours ago, and now I am just, or I just started that rage 24 hours ago, and now it's starting to, dwindle down into nothingness. Well, kinda. It's probably gonna come back and bite me in the ass later, but I don't really care at this point. Oh, anyway, let me get to another topic here, which is Watchmen. That's right, Watchmen. My review on it, and all I pretty much have to say about this movie that it's pretty good. It's based on one of the most critically acclaimed and most celebrated graphic novels of all time of the same name, and it is a really good movie. It has great special effects, even though some of them kind of seem a little bit obvious. Most of the actors are pretty good, especially the guy that played Rorschach. He was just awesome. He was awesome as Rorschach. It has a gr it's pretty much one of the greatest. It has a great story, and like I said, it's a good film. And some people are panning it for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because we just got off, the awesomeness that was The Dark Knight, and people had really high expectations for this movie. So I'm guessing why some people are panning it is because it was not living up to their expectations. But for me, as a casual moviegoer and casual comic book fan, it actually did reach my expectations. It was a good movie, but it wasn't great. I do admit some of the special effects were kind of obvious, and some of the actors, especially the one for Silk Spectre, the actress for her, she was kind of stale a little bit, and some of the dialogue kind of dragged on for a little bit too long. I mean, this movie is like almost 3 hours long, so, and also another thing too, even though I'm not panning it for this, but they actually changed a few things from the graphic novel to the movie, and I'm not actually panning it for this. Because they do this, a lot of movie companies do this a lot, and which is they take the original source material and they change it for film. And some people are, panning, especially the ending of the film, saying that it's not the same. Just keep in mind that writing for movies is not the same thing as writing for comic books. So, just keep in mind. And that's the one thing I kept in mind when, like, after I saw the movie, I actually grabbed my copy of the Watchmen graphic novel, and I looked through it, and not only did I notice a lot of the same exact scenes that I saw in the movie and in the comics and in the graphic novel at the same time, but also, the dialogue's the same. And just a lot. There's a lot of similarities between the graphic novel and the movie. It's just like I said, writing for graphic novels is not the same thing as writing for a movie. So don't expect the exact same thing that you expect from the graphic novel to be in this movie. In fact, if you take the graphic novel word for word and page by page and everything, if you take the exact graphic novel and put the entire thing into a movie, the movie's going to be long. A lot of things have to be changed. So that's one. So I'm not panning the movie for changing Watchmen. It's still the same story, still the same. Well, not the same exact ending, but you know the endings are kind of similar. And you know, just a few things that they change. It's the graphic novel is still the movie is still technically the same thing as the graphic novel. It's still a good adaptation, and I still like it for that. But you know, if you plan to see this movie, I wouldn't really see it at night. I would pretty much see like, you know, an afternoon showing with a few friends and enjoy it for what it is. And I'm pretty sure when this movie comes out on DVD, they will have all those additional scenes that were either removed from the movie or, you know, like the alternative ending or, you know, all that stuff. I'm pretty sure it's all going to be on the DVD. And I will also recommend this movie for, you know, of course for people who like the Watchmen graphic novel, comic book fans, but for casual moviegoers and people who are not familiar with Watchmen, they might find this movie kind of weird. So, but I enjoy it. It's a good movie. It may drag on and, you know, might seem slow, but, you know, the action scenes and, you know, some of the backstory that's explained, it all really does come together. So I recommend it. I would give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's good, not great, and I'll probably get it on DVD. Plus, there's also a few other DVDs out for Watchmen that I would recommend. There's the complete motion comic, which is out, which I'm pretty much going to get. And there's also another DVD with, you know, Rorschach's Journal and all that other stuff explained. So I would check that out, too, as kind of like a supplement for the movie. So, yeah, 7.5, Watchmen, check it out. Next up, while we're on the subject of comic book movies, I decided to pick this two-disc DVD set of Hulk versus. It's actually two features. It's Hulk versus Thor and Hulk versus Wolverine. This two-disc set, which I have right here in my hands. Yep, wow. And some trading cards flew out. This is a two-disc set, one of which is Hulk versus Wolverine, and the other one is Hulk versus Thor. There's also a single-disc version out for both Blu-ray and DVD, which have both movies on one disc. But, you know, for this review, I have the two-disc edition. And the first movie I want to talk about, and I really enjoyed, is Hulk versus Wolverine, which is based off a series of comic books where Wolverine is sent to Canada because somehow the Hulk is run loose, you know, runs amok in Canada. And actually, here's a little description of, you know, the whole situation, straight from the DVD back cover. The Incredible Hulk has been tearing a line across the Canadian countryside, leaving a swath of destruction, whatever, in his wake. He must be stopped at all costs, and there is only one man up to the job. He is the best there is at what he does, but what he does isn't very nice. He's Wolverine. And along with, you know, just Wolverine taking on the Hulk, there's the whole story of Weapon X, you know, trying to take hold, like, you know, trying to capture the Hulk and, you know, use his powers to, you guessed it, take over the world.
Of course!
And now, along with fighting the Hulk, Wolverine has to fight the entire Weapon X program, which includes people like Lady Deathstrike, Sabretooth, and, who is this I see in my little pack of trading cards here? Oh! Deadpool! That's right. Deadpool is finally in a Marvel comic movie. That's right. The Merc with the Mouth, the man who forced the wall, who breaks the fourth wall every moment he gets, who is also a maniac, who's almost homicidal, and also has this fascination with chimichangas and B. Arthur. He is in this movie, and he is hilarious. In fact, I think he just stole the entire show with just his presence, because fans have been demanding, Deadpool to be in some form of Marvel movie, either animated or live action. And of course, you'll see Deadpool again in X-Men Origins Wolverine, but I digress. But anyway, Hulk versus Wolverine is a really awesome piece. There's a lot of fighting in it, a lot of blood, some dismemberment, so a couple curses here and there, and it's overall just plain awesome. Screw the story. Let's just get to the action of, Wolverine beating the crap out of everyone he sees. And this movie's rated PG-13? Huh. But anyway, even with that, it's still pretty awesome. I still enjoy it. Deadpool is awesome. Wolverine is fantastic. The Hulk was awesome. The whole movie was really well animated and very well done. I would just get this just for Hulk versus Wolverine, even though the movie is only about close to about 40 minutes. But I would still just check it out just for this one movie. It is awesome. And along with this, there's also Hulk versus Thor, which is on the second disc. And the back of the DVD case reads, "With the forces protecting Asgard at their weakest, Loki the Trickster seizes the opportunity to destroy his cursed stepbrother, Thor, once and for all, in an epic battle that pits god against monster. The mighty Thor is forced to clash with the only creature that he has ever been able to match his strength, the Incredible Hulk." And this one's a little more story driven. It's still pretty awesome. It still has a lot of action. And, it's still pretty good. It's a little more story based. It's not as good as Hulk versus Wolverine, but it's pretty decent nonetheless. And, the whole story of Loki taking over the Hulk to, you guessed it, take over the world.
Of course.
But even with this, it's still a pretty decent film. And, it's even though it's a little more story driven, it's still pretty decent. It still has a lot of action, has a good story, and I still enjoy it, but not as much as I enjoyed Hulk versus Wolverine. And, to close up this review, if you get the 2-disc special edition, both discs have their own set of unique features that relate to the movie. Like, the Hulk versus Wolverine disc has, well, they both, well, both discs have audio commentary, but disc one has, the making of Hulk versus Wolverine, the panel discussion at Comic-Con in 2000, at the San Diego Comic-Con in 2008, and also a first look into Wolverine and the X-Men. Disc two, once again, more audio commentary, a making of, and a little history of Thor, a little history of Thor featurette, and a first look at the upcoming made for DVD movie, Thor: Tales of Asgard, which is kind of like his origin story. So overall, this is a really good set, and if you're a fan of any one or two of these superheroes, I would definitely get this because it is a really good set. I still enjoy watching it, and it's just good. I would pick it up. In other words, I give this a 7.5 out of 10. Pick it up. And now, my final review of the show, Sonic Unleashed for the Nintendo Wii. Now, first off, I just want to go on the bet that I've been looking forward to this game for a while. Sega's going on saying that this is going to refine the Sonic series, it's going to bring Sonic back to its roots, and, they're going to have, like, 2D and 3D side-scrolling, and plus some action, and, I was hoping this game was going to, bring back the Sonic franchise. It kind of does, but it falls really short of, something, worth bringing back the Sonic series. But anyway, the game is about Sonic the Hedgehog trying to stop Dr. Robotnik or Eggman or whoever you want to call him for. He just wants to stop him for using the Chaos Emeralds to, you guessed it, take over the world.
Of course!
Man, I gotta stop using that joke. But anyway, what happened was when Dr. Robotnik took, or Eggman, whatever, when he took the Chaos Emeralds, he decided to use the powers of the Chaos Emeralds to split the entire world into pieces. And along with this, somehow the dark, I think some sort of dark power of the Chaos Emeralds kind of, drew itself to Sonic the Hedgehog, turning him to some sort of werehog or whatever he wants to call it. I don't know. But, apparently the whole world split into many different pieces. Sonic meets up with this little adorable character named Chip, who is okay as a character, but kind of annoying sometimes. And, it's up to both of them, plus Tails and Amy, to bring the world back together. And no, there's no Knuckles, there's no Shadow, there's no Rouge, there's no none of the other Sonic the Hedgehog characters that are in this game for some reason. I don't know, maybe they're on vacation or something. I don't know. But anyway, also from what I've heard, there's a few differences with the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions with the Wii version. So, I'm not going to talk about more on those, so I'm just going to focus more on the Wii version, which, I think sounds a little bit better than the other versions, but I honestly don't know. I haven't played them. But I'm just going to focus on the Wii version. And there are basically two types of games, actually two different types of levels with Sonic Unleashed. There's the day levels, and there are the night levels. For the day levels, it's pretty much just get from start to finish in the fastest time possible and the quickest way possible, and just, go from one point to another, defeating enemies along the way, grinding rails, going on springs, and all that stuff. Basic Sonic the Hedgehog gameplay, but another cool thing is that it goes from 2D to 3D very quickly and very smoothly. And, that part of the game I actually enjoy. It's just like, Sonic the Hedgehog back in the old days, and I really enjoy it. But here's one thing I'm not a really big fan of for, well, it's okay, I guess, but this one really kind of sets it off just a little bit. It's the night scenes where Sonic the Hedgehog turns into this werehog creature, and the game suddenly goes from a, get from point A to point B in the fastest time possible to get to point A to point B while opening up a can and, just trying to survive with, being big and scary and having these very big, stretchy arms. Well, I kind of, my guess is this is kind of like a God of War style gameplay where if you use the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck, or if you use like any of the other controllers, there are two separate attacks. There's the left hand and there's the right hand. And to pull off combos, you have to do one after another. And my question is, why do you use left and right when you can just use strong and weak, huh? But I digress. I mean, it's okay, and if you dash a lot, it'll go quicker. But and instead, and some of the levels can be kind of long, but if you dash, it'll go a lot quicker. But it's okay, I guess. And the fighting is all right, but there's just some things about this game that I did not like. For example, the controls. The controls are okay. But once you go too fast, it's really hard to stop. No, really, it is really hard to stop in this game with these controls. I mean, like all of a sudden I'll just be pushing the control stick forward, but all of a sudden, psh, I'm running so fast and it takes so long to stop. I'm like going, okay, yikes. Stop, please. Take your Ritalin for one, Sonic. Jesus. And I'll just be falling off the cliffs constantly because I can't stop. I just couldn't. I mean, I know you're trying to go for fast gamer, but for, you know, simple levels and, you know, walk around, you know, stages where there's no enemies, please slow down. My God. Ugh. And, you know, this also goes for, you know, some of the combat. I mean, I can't lock onto enemies. And, you know, if I'm trying to attack an enemy, even a small enemy, I can't lock onto these enemies. And I'll just be hitting air for no reason while this little bee behind me is constantly hitting me. Where's the lock on? I mean, can you just have a button somewhere that allow me to lock onto an enemy that I can focus on so I can attack it? Ugh. And there's also some camera issues because I can't control the camera for the life of me. And, that can also be costly, especially for the platforming sections of the Werehog levels. But, you know, there are a few other things that are decent. I mean, some of the music's all right. And the gameplay is not that bad, but it really needs a lot of work. Some of the voice acting's a little decent. And, you know, it's an okay game. But I'll only recommend it for the hardcore Sonic the Hedgehog fans. And, you know, if you're curious, I would rent it first, and if you like it, I'll buy it. If you don't, you know, forget about it. But overall, this is an okay game, but, you know, as a revival of the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise, if they just get rid of the whole Werehog section and probably replaced it with, like, you know, Knuckles or, you know, just omit it altogether and make it more like Sonic Adventure, you know, maybe the game could have been a little bit better, but, you know, for what it is, it's okay. That's all I gotta say. It's just okay. I would just give it a 6.5. It's okay, but, you know, I would not highly recommend it. So, that's pretty much all I have to say about Sonic Unleashed for the Nintendo Wii. And let's move on to my final segment, which is my opinion on the Nintendo DSi, which is going to be released in April here in the United States. I'm not too sure about, you know, I'm not too sure about other countries, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be along the same lines. It's already released in Japan. It's already become very popular. But the question is, am I going to get it? My answer is not yet. I might get it sooner or later, but Nintendo has to convince me a little bit more. Because pretty much all I see is just a Nintendo DS without the Game Boy Advance slot and with a few extra cameras and bells and whistles. But if there's going to be more accessories and more games created specifically for the Nintendo DSi, that's when I'll consider buying it. But for now, I'm just going to hold off on it. I'm not going to pre-order it. I'm not going to, you know, be jealous of everyone else that has one, because I already have a Nintendo DS Lite. And I'm already happy with it. I still have a lot of great games for it. I still use the Game Boy Advance slot for Guitar Hero on Tour. And, you know, like I said, I'm just going to hold off on the Nintendo DSi for now. I'm just going to hold on for the Lite, because I kind of find that this one much better than the original Nintendo DS, but I digress. But still, yeah, that's what I would do. I would just hold off on the Nintendo DSi. Get it if you want, but, you know, I would hold off on it, because I don't know if there's going to be games made specifically for the DSi. So I would hold off on it until, like, you know, maybe till Christmas or something. And that's all I basically have to say about the Nintendo DSi. Just hold off on it. It's not exactly worth it yet, So just, you know, back off for now. For now, I'm not, you know, just back off on it. And with that, I'm already about 35 minutes into the show, and I think I'll end it right here. I hope you have all enjoyed this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. Next time, I'll definitely have more reviews of DVDs, movies, and video games, and I'll have more stuff to talk about. If you wish to email me with your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, anything, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. If you wish to learn more about this episode and all my other episodes, please visit the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/swabp. All the music from this show is from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Thank you all very much for listening, and remember, there's always one more thing left to learn. Rock on.